All right, good morning, all. So we're up to Perek Yud at Mishnah Zion, chapter 10 at Mishnah 7 over here. So once we have completed the meal of the Seder night, you had your Karban Pesach. In our situation, you have your Afikomen. Mazgulo Koshlishi, you mix up, you pour the third cup of wine, right? The third cup of wine is poured for him. We pour for each other. Mevarech HaMazono, then you make the Berachas HaMazono, you say the blessings on all eating the food. And after eating the food, Ravi, then you mix the fourth cup of wine. Gomer Allah Vesa Halal, then you complete the halal that you started before the meal, then you finish the halal right now. Gomer Allah Berkas Hashir, and you say what we call the Berkas Hashir, the blessing of song, if you will, on this final cup. Then we have a few more rules left as it pertains to the Seder. God willing, this week we will finish up Maseches Pesachim. But just a few more final laws. So, Bina Kusus Halalu, between these two pairs of cups of wine, so the first two and the last two, so in between these two cups of wine, it says in the Mishnah, Imrotza L'shos Yishtah, if a person wants to drink some wine, he's allowed to do so. So, in other words, if you find yourself in the middle of the meal and you say, you want to have some wine with your delicious Seder meal, then you're allowed to drink. But says the Mishnah, Bein Shlishi L'Ravi Lo Yishtah, but between the third and the fourth cup, ideally a person should not really be drinking any extra wine. I don't really know any people who really are so interested in drinking more stuff at that point, but if you are, you really should not. And the reason why is because afterwards there's a concern that you might become a little intoxicated, whereas when you're drinking during the meal itself, you're drinking with food, so you're probably not going to become so intoxicated. Mishnah Ches gives us the famous law of Ve'in Maftirin Achar Pesach Avikomen. A person should not eat anything after the Karban Pesach. A person should not be, and we apply this nowadays to eating the Afikomen, which we have in place of the Karban Pesach. A person should not be eating anything after Afikomen. Now, I think people take this probably a little bit too seriously because they're just not familiar with all the halachos. So the truth is, you cannot eat anything after you eat afikomen, but for sure you're allowed to drink some water. If you need some water, if a person needs to take medication, obviously drink some water with that if you need that. If you, in theory, want to have some juices, so there are opinions that say that you could have some juices. The ideal is that you should not, but at the end of the day, you could definitely drink water. I remember growing up, after the Seder, it was like, if you had like a dry throat, you couldn't do anything. You just had to suffer the whole night. You could drink a cup of water. It's okay. It's 100%, don't worry about it. But you should not be eating anything after the afikomen, and that comes from this Mishnah over here. Yashnu miksasan yochlu. Let's say, and I'm sure this doesn't happen to anyone over here, but let's say some people fall asleep while they're eating their Korban Pesach, and that would apply nowadays. Let's say some people fall asleep during their Seder. So, Yashnu miksasan. And if some people in the group fall asleep, yochlu, as long as there are some people who stayed awake while the Korban Pesach was being eaten, then the other people who fell asleep, they are allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. When they wake up, they can eat again. But let's say kulan, let's say everyone in the group, as they were eating the Korban Pesach, everyone fell asleep, lo yochlu, then the rest of the group cannot eat anymore. So if you're sitting at your Seder table and everyone falls asleep, that's really boring, Seder. try not to do that. Everyone should, there's also like a few different types of sleep. There's like the, I'm just going to pass out a little bit on the couch, and there's going to like, I'm just leaving, I'm going to bed. So maybe you can argue that there are differentiations in the halacha between those various categories. But at the end of the day, some people for sure should try to stay awake the entire time, and ideally everyone should stay awake the entire time. If everyone is not staying awake the entire time, maybe you should make your Seder shorter. It's okay. It's not a mitzvah to make it so long. You should maybe liven it up a little bit. All right, and then finally, the Mishnah concludes. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Nisnam Nimnu, Yochlu. Let's say they didn't fall asleep entirely, but they were actually just a little bit drowsy, right? In that situation, he says that once they wake up from this drowsiness, they're allowed to eat. But Nir Dimu, Lo Yochlu, but if they fell asleep into a deep sleep, then they are not allowed to eat at all. So in other words, he's a little bit more stringent. He says that if at the end of the day, if the group, if they fell asleep on the couch, they said, I'm just going to close my eyes for a second. But then everyone knows, you're not closing your eyes for a second. You're out for the night, and we're going to find you on the couch in the morning. So if you really are there the entire night, then you're fully asleep. So in that situation, according to Rabbi Yossi, you would not be able to wake up, even if everyone else in the group was still awake. So, but if you were drowsy, you just kind of dozed off for a second, that would be permissible, and you could wake up and eat from there. Okay, we'll stop right here. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Test.